Time and again in the New Testament, Jesus said to people, "Your faith has healed you." Some people have corrupted this teaching, saying that if we have enough faith, then we can sort of order God around. And I don't believe in that at all, sort of a name it and claim it type of theology. However, this is what I do believe, that faith is a key to opening the treasure house of God. And I'm not talking about money or possessions or what we call prosperity, but in spiritual prosperity. And in our lives, for God's will to be done in our lives, trusting God and believing Him. And I learned, if I had faith, that I could pray for the sick. And sometimes they get well, sometimes they don't. But we always submit to God's will, don't we? But is that faith in God, belief and trust, that opens the door to all kinds of possibilities with God? Listen to what happened to Jesus when he met a certain person. It's found in Luke chapter 7, verse 1. Now, when Jesus had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and was ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, asking him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they talked to him earnestly, saying that the centurion was worthy for whom he should do this. They said, "He loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue." Then Jesus went with them. And when he was not now far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And neither did I think I was worthy to come to you. But just say a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that were following him, "I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. You see, it was the man's faith in Jesus, his undiluted belief that Jesus could help him, that was the key that opened the door to healing grace to come for his servant. I'm not saying that just because we believe we can cause God to do anything, but I say this, believe Jesus. Have faith in him. If anyone is sick, let him pray to God. Let him get the elders of the church, and they will lay their hands on him. And the prayer of faith will raise him up, and if he sinned, he will be forgiven. That's in the Bible. That's in the book of James. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the power that is given to each one of us to open the treasure house of heaven. And that power is by faith, believing you and asking you. And you don't find fault with us for asking. And we know you always hear our prayers when we're prayed in faith. Sometimes it's not answered as we wish or as we want. But we know this, that you always have our best interest in your mind and that you love us. And so we ask you, Lord, in faith, for everything that we need. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.